The researchers reviewed 28 cases at two hospitals in the United States and a third in India. All of the patients had Tursen syndrome. That's a hemorrhage in the eye that occurs following a bleed elsewhere in the skull. Washington University retina specialist Raj Apte says the condition is serious, not only because it can severely damage vision, but also because it's a sign that the patient may be in real danger.
If you look at predictors of mortality, hemorrhages in the brain without Tursen syndrome, the mortality is less than 10%. And if there is associated Tursen syndrome, maybe it's a predictor of severity. The mortality can be in the 40-45% range. You know, you have a fairly serious condition when you have associated Tursen syndrome.
Patients in this study had been involved in motor vehicle accidents, but the condition also occurs frequently in patients who have brain bleeds from an aneurysm. Apte's team divided up patients in this study according to when they had their eye surgery, called a vitrectomy. Some had it within a few weeks. For others, the vitrectomy didn't happen for several months. But he says most patients had 20/20 vision after their operations.
The outcomes were actually very good. I mean, going from 20/40 vision to all the way down to where they could only see sort of hands moving in front of their face. When we did vitrectomy to remove the blood and the hemorrhage and looked at final visual acuity outcomes, the median visual acuity was about 20/30, actually 20/20 with a mean of 20/30.
There often are good reasons to wait to operate on the eyes of these patients. Hemorrhaging in the skull can be associated with major problems, and those problems must stabilize before an eye surgeon can do a vitrectomy, so it's important to know that waiting a while doesn't seem to affect future vision. And Apte says other research has reached similar conclusions about aneurysm patients, so it's logical to assume that it may be possible to restore good vision in patients with Tursen syndrome regardless of what caused the hemorrhaging in the skull in the first place.
If you have that type of bleeding associated with a secondary eye bleeding, you would at least know that from a visual standpoint, it's a good hypothesis that at least you could make reasonable conclusions that in Tursen, from these other types of etiologies, your outcomes might be similar.
Apte says for the sake of quality of life, it's probably best to try to restore good vision as quickly as possible, but he says it's good to know that having to wait doesn't preclude a good outcome.
If you have to wait, the outcomes are still good. For whatever reason, if your time to surgery is longer than a few weeks or a couple of months, these patients still did fairly well, very well, actually.
The study is published online in the journal Ophthalmology. I'm Jim Dryden.